The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the female Widow Fibonacci's. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick, the Duchess of the Charge. You're right, Nick.
I'm very good, thanks. Hello.
I tell you what, I'm soldiering on, Nick, but I've had like a man flu for 7 days now. Last night I was just coughing non-stop. At one point I thought my lungs were going to detach from inside my body and fall down to the bottom of my stomach or something. I literally was in pain. But you know what? I soldier on, you know.
I feel like I've had a cold for a long time, but I'm certainly not dying of it, or I'm not going to let it beat me.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to let it beat me. But we know that man flu is obviously 10 times as strong as anything a lady gets.
Much worse than anything we get, yes,
of course,
exactly.
We all know that. It's been proven by fact and scientists in laboratories wearing long white coats and pens and stuff. Well, they don't wear pens. All right, let's have a look at some charts then, Nick. So first one is PVR. They announced some news yesterday. It's Providence Resources. Got one of the biggest assets and resources off the Irish coast they have all, and they've got a sort of drilling program starting in June. But PVR on the chart, what do you reckon?
PVR, really frustrating. It keeps banging its head. It's like 18.45, 18.5, you know, like four times. But you know, like a door, when you knock on it enough times, eventually you will knock it down. It has Fibonacci resistance a little bit higher at 18.95. So for me, the next leg higher in PVR, which I do think is coming, and the RSI and all the oscillators say is coming, will be on a close above 19.1. If we can close above 19.1, I would say that we're going to continue higher. So it's really sort of just below the 618 that we've stalled. But the support of the 382, which is like the area between the 618 and the 382 fib retracement, is called the golden ratio zone, where markets very often find balance. And then when they break out of that zone is when you see a trend move. And that's exactly what we've seen in this stock. The highs is the 618. The lows of this range, you know, since December, is the 382. When we break out of this range, we'll likely see a trend move.
Yes, I think once it closes above that 19 pence level, it's going to blow high. Did I mention I'm ill?
Exactly.
I haven't mentioned I'm ill yet. I don't like to mention it, but it may affect my performance. So I don't mention it a lot, but just in case you're wondering what's wrong with Justin, you've got a little bit of man flu. I don't like to mention it. Right.
You're mentioning man flu again.
No, sorry, I mentioned it. I already. Okay. Next one is very popular stock,
anyway,
UYU.
In this stock, when we do break out of this range, the first target is 23.30, and then the second target is up at what, 35? So this one has good upside potential.
Okay, cool. Next one, a very popular song, URU Metals. Sticker there is URU. They're going to be doing John Zorbas, the CEO, is quite elusive. They're hard to get tracked down and get them. I've met them podcast once, but I'll try to get him on again. But he's doing an event with Momentous Events soon. So what are you looking at URU, Nick?
Very popular stock. Now, it's stalled at the 23.6 at 4, and that's also those 2010 lows and the 2008 lows. That's where we've stalled, but we haven't really fallen back. And you know, in classical technical analysis, we've made what they call a high and tight flag, which is a really bullish sign in stocks. This does have really overbought conditions. If you look at a weekly RSI, you'll see what I mean. That's what we're working off. And I do think we need to consolidate these gains. I'm not sure that it's ready to turn up again, but it really is a bullish chart. All we need to do is for the 200-day to catch up a bit more, and then we'll be good to go. I think you could connect the highs. So if you connect the 14th of February high and you connect the 15th of March high, that's your upper trend line. When we break out of that, I would say then the next leg higher is underway, and the first target would be 6.3. The second target is 8.3.
Wow. Okay. And last one. Maybe this could help me actually. You know, now graphene has been linked with everything. It's a wonder commodity. It absolutely is. It's linked with a cure for cancer, cure for diabetes, cure for dementia. It could provide water for the world. And Vesarion are very much in the centre of this space. And VRS. And they've announced today, basically, to create a filter. So you can get salt. They say, I think one of the world councils or one of the big bodies there say, one of the biggest issues we have is drinking water, fresh drinking water for people around the world. And with graphene, you can create a filter, basically pour salt water from the seas through this filter, create clean drinking water. And this is just about being developed. The BBC report out today showed it's been done. And it's been linked with the Manchester University, which Vesarin are shareholders with. So anyway, VRS, ticker, could be huge, this graphene. So VRS, what do you reckon?
Okay, so if you're already long VRS, I think we've got a little bit further to go. 2550 is the lows from 2014. It's the spike high in the summer of 2015. And it's also big Fib levels, 618 and a 127 projection. So we've got a bit of trouble around 2550, 2560. And I do think we'll bounce off it the first time we come back. You know, if you look at how stretched we are, you know, the 200-day moving average is at 12.2 and here we are at 24.4. So we're a long way from home and quite overbought on the weekly chart as well. So I think we've got a little bit higher, and then I would look for a dip back to buy it. And I think that we could dip back to perhaps about 19. And that would be what I would mark, and I would have a price alarm. If I wasn't in this stock, I would have an alarm there looking to buy. I think structurally it looks really good. I see a big picture bottoming pattern, but we're a little bit overstretched. I'm not sure that this is an ideal place to buy right now.
Yeah, well, I just think, as far as graphene concerned, they're on the cusp here of literally game-changing, you know, a lot of industry in a major way. And and like I said, Vesarin are at the heart of this. And so if it, you know, if they can prove this up, there's no saying where this could stop. But it's one of those stocks I do hold a bit of stock in, because you never know where it could go. You know, it's one of those stocks that's fabulous upside potential. And so it's just worth looking at. And I don't know if
I think it's just, go on. You know, if we had looked at this yesterday, the buy, you know, the buy really entry was 2 days ago, the cluster and the support at the fifth and breaking above the 50%, but it's gone, you know, it's just we're a couple of days late here on this stock. There is really good support at 22.30 and there's really good support at 19. I would put alarms at those, and if they come back, take a look and see.
Yeah, so, you know, cure for cancer, cure for diabetes, it can provide the world with clean drinking water, but can it cure man flu? That's the question everyone's asking, I think.
There is, Justin. Yeah. There is no cure for man flu.
It's that bad. It's that bad, I know. All right. Nick, if you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company pages. And also at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.